Hello, and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Monday, and this is the fifth week of the Easter season. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by the Son. A reading from Acts chapter 10. We begin at verse 44. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. The word of the Lord. God has a way of surprising us. God has a way of surprising us in ways that can delight us, but sometimes make us ask questions, challenge what we believed before, challenge what we might have been up against, or what we might have been thought was could never be. And that is certainly the case here. For Peter and for those who believed in Jesus, who were Jewish, who had followed the law, who had seen Jesus as the answer and the fulfillment of God's promise to Israel, which Jesus is, they had thought that still restored them and was just for them. How that related to the Gentiles? That they really didn't know. So here in Acts chapter 10, we see the Holy Spirit at work, working in the hearts of a Gentile man named Cornelius, working through his whole entire household, working through those visions that Cornelius has as he calls out to Peter, and at the same time then working on Peter to continually challenge and stretch his ideas of what it means to be in fellowship. Fellowship with family, fellowship with fellow Jews, fellowship with those who believe as I do, those who were here, or fellowship with all that God has called to God. To be sisters and brothers, to be siblings in Christ with people that are people that maybe we never thought we'd have anything in common with. Peter finally, and his companions finally find themselves face to face with that. For as they have presented the gospel, as Cornelius and his household have believed, as they have praised God, God has sent the Holy Spirit that fell upon them, that fills that house just as it did on Pentecost. And Cornelius and his companions, Gentiles, to the surprise of all, are now filled with the Holy Spirit and praising God for what God has done in Jesus Christ. Peter and his companions can do nothing but just simply see what it is that God has done and follow that, receiving new siblings in Christ, praising God that God's word is now growing and spreading and reaching out into the whole entire world. I wonder how God is working on us, surprising us, working within us and through us, and then within us and through us, doing things that we never thought would be possible or that we could ever imagine happening. As you go through this day, keep an eye out for that. Keep an eye out, keep an ear out for listening to where it is that the Holy Spirit is working and calling to you from somebody else. And then be bold enough to answer that and see what God will do next. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gifts of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For who else, for what else are we grateful this morning? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. For who else, for what else do we pray? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. And Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Holy Spirit fill you with new life and abundant joy. And Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us. Amen.